Some one-on-ones, bump and run, man-to-man coverage types of things, to just get used to that. We still got a bunch of fundamentals and techniques today, special situation, a lot of third down again. We had a long two-minute drill. Josh ran the 2 minute. It was competitive. Got a lot of work done, finished with a field goal. And we'll let the guys go now, and we'll start our final preparation and game planning for Green Bay. You know, I think there's, you know, what can I say to that? You've almost answered the question for me. I mean, you don't want to lose your quarterback. We don't want to lose Jay. We're lucky to have Josh. He's an experienced player. We've seen that he has ability to move the football team and make good things happen and take care of the football. It allows Jay another week without losing the game, and that's a big thing. Well, no doubt. I mean, we got it. We're continuing to grow and get better and do the things necessary. We got work to do. We put the pads on today so we could do some run blocking and get our pads down and finish blocks and things like that. We got some of that work done as well. That also allowed us to regroup in terms of some of the things we needed to get done technically and fundamentally and really evaluate our football team. So and on the defensive side, that was critically important. So I think a lot of positives come out of it, and certainly we won't know how much until Monday night and how we play, but we feel like we're in a good place. And now it's up to the coaches to put together good game plans that can bring out the best in our players, and we're going to do that the next day and a half. No, I don't mean it that way. What I'm saying is that I don't decide when Jay comes back, or when any player comes back. The doctors make that decision. So for me, what I was doing was I was just reiterating the prognosis of the doctors. They're not always right. It could happen faster. Jay's optimistic. It can. We all are. But I'm not saying. We're not bringing Jay back for 4 weeks. I'm saying that's what the doctors have said, and we'll work off of that timeline. If it happens quicker, that'd be great. You know, we don't expect anybody to put the weight of the back of our football team on their shoulders. We've got plenty of guys to do that, and you know, certainly Matt is part of that ball distribution. His touches are certainly important. He's getting a lot of them. We'd like him to be more productive, but we want to be more productive with everybody. That's where we are right now. We're not going to put it all on Matt to get us through this. I mean, we've got 11 guys on every play on offense to get us through it, and you know, that's the hope that we can get that done.
Reasons for optimism?
Yeah, I think that Phil and I were both told the same thing. At 4 weeks, we'll evaluate it, but that doesn't mean we're not evaluating it week to week. We're just going based on the history of the injury, and we'll see what happens.
And he'll definitely be out this week.
I would say you never want to say never, but I would say it's highly unlikely that Jay will be playing on Monday night. But I would not want to make it 100% at this point in time. There's a lot of time before the game, but it's highly unlikely. You know, I think a lot of it will be based on the tape of practice, but there's also special teams issues as well with our linebacker corps. So it's a combination of a number of issues that, you know, we're going to talk about over the next couple days. You know, Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. I don't know that would be a deciding factor. It's who can be the best player on that particular play during that game to play that linebacker position, because there's not just base involved, there's nickel involved as well, and how we handle that will be based on game planning and what they've done offensively. He played a little catch, just played a little catch for the receivers more than anything, but he didn't move around. He was just stationary doing the things that he did.